משהו,
כן.
כן,
איזה
קורא.
אוקיי, איזה
אורחת. What is אורחת? If we have a proper understanding of אורחת, we'll understand and we'll be able to come to a klarkeit, the clarity of halachis, of urchatz, how to do it, and maybe chumris, maybe what's not a chumra, but we all have to first get klarkeit, what is urchatz, what is it? And then we can see further the halachis. So there's a whole din that when a person makes a tibul, when a person takes a vegetable or the like, and he dips it into a liquid, since a liquid is a machshir l'davar ha-makabel tuma, so now the vegetable becomes mukshir l'kabel tuma. And therefore, down Chazal, an inyan of netilas yadayim, in order to avoid tibul mashkin to become tummy. So the first thing when you look at the urchatz, that's what it is. Because since you're making a tibul, since you're dipping a vegetable into salt water, that's the halach to take the karpas and dip it into the salt water. Some take potato, and some take celery, some take onion. Rav Moshe didn't hold of the onion because Rav Moshe held it's not a bar pi adama, it's actually a shahakel, raw onion. But that's already side halachas in what? You take karpas, and we'll discuss it when we get to karpas. But either way, it's a tibul, and therefore there's a din in until shadayim urchatz. Now, the problem is all year round we don't do this. Some do, some don't, but it's definitely not a chiyuv all year round.
What we don't do?
Nobody does urchatz. Every time you eat a pickle, you wash your hands. You know anybody who makes tilsi diamond eats a pickle? All right, so good. There are people that are machmir.
Chanuruk said, no?
The Hamoin Av. You have to wait. The Hamoin Av isn't machmir on it. So we're going to discuss this. Maybe Anachanami. Maybe they should be machmir. There's a Mishnah Berurah that says, well, take a look. If the Pesach night, we do it. So then technically we should be doing it all year. Well, what's the difference? If you hold that it should be done bizman hazeh, and the key word is bizman hazeh, that we don't have tum and tyre anyway. Anyway, we don't have tum and tyre. We're not makna tum and tyre. So the mela, I would come and say the bizman hazeh, the tibulim, and the urchatz is not such a likuv, says the Mishnah Berurah. But you see that on Pesach night we're makpid. Idil. Or maybe we can come and say that urchatz has nothing to do with this, or al panim it has nothing to do with other things as well. And the meila, it's no raya to all year round. I want to discuss with you that the Mishnah Berurah writes clearly in Simin Kuf Nun Ches that even if there's a din to wash your hands, and even if there's a chumra, let's say, forget about a din, a chumra to wash your hands for tibul, but not when you eat pachas mikazayis. The karpas is bedavka pachas mikazayis. There's a shaylah of the gra, according to one tzad of the goyim, you have to see the maisa rav is mashmihik more than a kazayis for karpas, but the Shulchan Aruch says clearly not to eat a kazayis for karpas. Mishnah Berurah is writing that if it's less than a kazayis, there's anyway no chumra. Mm-hmm.
No chumra to wash hands.
Eat or to touch?
There's no din there. When you make less than a kazayis, then you should wash the tefillah shidayim for the tibul on less than a kazayis.
What you're going to be holding is many pachas
kazayis. If you're going to eat.
If
you're going to eat less than a kazayis, the Mishnah Berurah writes clearly. You have Mishnah Berurah, it's a kufnut kaz.
But if you're holding more than a kazayis, and you're eating less than a kazayis,
doesn't make it
still you don't have to.
Sarah flies like bread. If you eat less than a kazayis,
you're not clear. That's how the Mishnah Berurah speaks it out. That even if those are machmir to wash your hands until you're dying for achila,
only if you eat more than a kazayis.
Bread, even if you're machmir less than a kazayis, which that's the halacha, but for tibul, for dipping, you don't have to be machmir less than a kazayis. Uh-huh. So then the question becomes, Savaiter, it's anyway not the halacha of the Netil Shaddai. So says the Mishnah Berurah. So this becomes a big shaila. What is the Urchatz? Is it Mamish Netil Shaddayim for Tibul? Or maybe it's something else also. Chacham Avadya, in his Sefer Chazon Avadya on Pesach, says, wait a minute. The Mechaber always says that it's very important to make this Netil Shaddayim for Tibulim. Right? That's probably why the Sfarad HaShoyim Zichem Machmaran Shacharach says you should do it. Right? So he says, Oy Basoy. Makes sense to say that the night of Pesach is also this. And the Mela, he brings down halacha that you should be makbid on all the halachas of the Tilas Yadayim by Urchatz. Whatever you would do normally for the Tilas Yadayim, all the hakpadis are what should be done by Urchatz. Okay?
Again, please.
Again. Chacham Avadya is saying a very simple thing. Chacham Avadya says that since Shulchan Aruch is makbid that the Urchatz all year round, you have to wash your hands before you make a tibul all year round. So it leads us to believe that Urchatz and Ayin Pesach is the same thing. It's not. It's the same halacha. It's the regular halacha of Urchatz. And the Mela, you should go wash your hands with all the hakpadis and dinim of the Tilas Yadayim. Because it's a regular Tilas Yadayim.
Even on every day, we should be marked with also.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's not saying that less than Kizayat, more than Kizayat.
Nothing. It's right. Nothing to do with less or more. That's how he writes. He brings it down. You have the Chazan Avadya over there? You have it? The Chazan Avadya on Pesach says clearly, Yesh l'akbid on all the halachas and the tilas yadayim when you wash. And he brings on the bottom that the reason is because since the Taz says that the halacha is that you're supposed to wash your hands for tibulim, mainly it makes sense that this is what it is.
When you're doing tibulim, if you don't touch, you're just touching the yavesh part. So you still have to wash your hands?
Yes, you have to chayshim stamina. It won't be that way. It's probably going to touch. Very hard. Okay, fork, we're going to talk about it. We're going to get to the fork in a minute. I would appreciate if the Eilim would pay attention, don't ask so many questions. Because there's nothing to ask, it's not difficult, it's simple information. Alright, and we're going to get to all the issues. We're going to get to it. So it comes out that the Netilas Yadayim of Urchatz is that. It's taku, not Urchatz, something new. It's just Netilas Yadayim. It's an interesting ha'ora. Netilas Yadayim for the bread is called Rachza. Mm-hmm. And the Netilas Yadayim for Urchatz is not called Rachza, even though it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it gets mixed up, I don't know. Okay. Could be, but it's not enough. What does he mean by all the halachas? What is he referring to? He doesn't say in his Chazan Avadya. He just says all the halachas. I guess he meant to say anything that you can find. I want to take one example. Kaylee. It's one ha'ara. I would talk about twice. You know, when you make the Tilas Yadayim, you have to do it twice. So maybe Urchatz also. It has to be twice. That's all the halachas of a regular Tilas Yadayim.
Sirugin, not Sirugin.
So all halachas, whatever the halachas are, but this is what he wants to say. Chiddush niflo. Yeah. On the bottom, he of course is not going to deny the other opinions. What are the other opinions? There's a Chayk Yaakov that argues on the Taz. The Chayk Yaakov says, please don't make this into a serious Netilas Yadayim. He brings the Taz, and then he says, on them, if you look at the Chayk Yaakov, he says that this is not that serious. Meaning, You're right. All year round, you don't have to be makpid. I Pesach night because Kadesh Yishalat Tinaikis for Heker. There's a special halacha to do different. So one of the things that we do different is that just like we make a tibul to do different, we make the urchats to do different, which is a little bit interesting. I mean, so you want to do different things? This stand on your head. I mean, I don't know. Well, what do you want? Urchats. Frumkeit. We're going to soon discuss that Pesach night is a zman of Kedusha. You mentioned it yesterday, Shem Zalman, famous word from Shem Zalman. Kadesh Urchatz. You want to make Kadesh, you want to be pure Urchatz, therefore we go and wash our hands. We're going to discuss this in greater length as we move along. Okay. What would be the Rav Kaminas Lahalacha if you learn that it's only Kadesh Yishalu Atinaikis? Or it's actually a real Nekil Shadayim, like the Nekil Shadayim of Tibulim, the regular halacha Nekil Shadayim of Tibulim. So the first thing I'd like to tell you is a bracha. Maybe you have to make a bracha on it. Avad, you make a bracha on Nekil Shadayim?
No.
You don't make a bracha on
Nekil Shadayim?
I understand. Well, slow down. But when you make a regular Nekil Shadayim, there's a
yeah, compare completely.
Don't wash it. There's nothing to wash it. There's nothing will happen to it. It's fine. Believe me. Let me tell you, when you go to yeshivas, if it's a real urchatz, so then maybe you should make a bracha. Shittas Hagra was urchatz with a bracha. That was the sheet of the Gra. Sheet of the Gra was that it's a regular netila. Since it's a regular netila,
even by Papa's Mechizais?
That's right, we're going to discuss that. We're going to have to discuss that.
But according to you, it's
the problem is you're eating less than a kazayis, right? Okay, so let's discuss this less than a kazayis. The goyin in Maisa Rav, they bring from the goyin that you should eat a kazayis karpa stop. The problem is that the Gra in Shulchan Aruch on the goyin Simen Tafai and Gimel says clearly, like the Mechaber, that you should eat less than the Kazayis. The Mechaber is the one that says to eat less than the Kazayis. The reason why you eat less than the Kazayis, says the Mechaber, because otherwise you'll have a problem with Bracha Achrayin. That's the problem. Since you have a whole shayla about Bracha Achrayin and the meal, and that's the best thing is to eat less than the Kazayis. Okay? So the problem is that there's a stira in the Gra. That's a very famous problem. But Pashtus, right? Who says what? I know the guy is a gross. Says what? Who? Yeah. Right. So what's the mashmoyis that you're eating less than a kazayis? Are you still making a bracha? That's what I'm telling you.
The steer
is between the ma'aser rab. That's what I'm telling you. The Maisa Rav is supposed to be the Gra.
What? Okay.
He didn't write it.
He wrote his own. And they're writing that he should have a Kazayas.
Yeah.
The problem is that in Shulchan Aruch, he writes, and even though it's less than a Kazayas, Karpas, you're making a Bracha.
One is more than one
of the rest.
So Rav Sternbuch is the expertise on the Goyin. That was his big thing, all he is. He fatigues all the Goyins. And Itaka says, I don't have really an answer to the stira. He says, so what do I do? I would say that even according to the Gra, you should eat less. But what should you do? If you have a Goyin like this, you have a Goyin like that, so you do what? Stay in Shulchan Aruch. What are you going to do?
And you still make a bracha.
Well, let's say someone knows that he's going to eat the Zayis.
What
should you do when again? Let's say bracha right now.
Mr. Sternbach brings, he says, "Bitzarchim b'stiras hadvarim." I don't know what to do. He says, "Of a mekivat sheish chashash imaychul kazayis," because you have a problem with the brachas. It's a serious thing. So therefore, you know what? Kaimul keshul chanarach shamitzul lechem pasuk kazayis daf. Finished. Bracha good. You make a bracha.
So that bracha is a chashish.
Because the guy says you make even a less than the kazayis.
Even though others hold that you can't.
So that's the daf. That's the word that the guy held. it's a regular Netil Shadayim, and if it's a regular Netil Shadayim, because if it would only be Rabbi Sai Alts, Shishalu Atinoikis.
So why this?
No, before why this? So then you would make a bracha.
I mean, because that's a real shtag.
Make a heki, you don't make a bracha. Right? It's not a real din to make
it.
I'm just telling you, if you hold, I'm being mazbeth you. Goyin is saying that you make a bracha, he elbows a regular Netil Shadayim. We're discussing Nafkaminas Laloch. Nafkamina la'alach, if you hold it's a real, or you hold it's a kadesh, yishalat tinaikis. Okay?
And what do we answer to tinaikis when they ask?
Why are we, they what are we washing our hands now? I mean, I eat fruit all year, nothing happens. So the answer is, we'll get to it.
Today's Pesach, huh? Today's Pesach.
That's what you're from, saying we're going to have to come up with an answer.
Which question, which part?
Like, why are we washing? If it's, if it's just the Shalat Nagos, then what's the answer?
We can answer that.
Even off the side of
even on that side, what's this? Okay, we're going
to discuss. He's going to get to it.
Slowly,
slowly.
They're going to be like, why
don't
we do it all year round?
Okay, so we're going to get to it. We'll get to it. Okay, now.
No, I just heard everything.
Right, now. Another Chiddush. You want to get a Merdig Chiddush? Eliezer, you with me? Merdig Chiddush. Who washes the hands? Who washes the hands? Okay? So if you learn that it's Al the Tibulim, then everybody should be washing their hands. Right? Women should be washing their hands. Children, Al Tchinuch should be washing their hands. Everybody should be washing their hands. Why not? Ashenkin, if you learn that it's only Hekats Kadeshi Shalat Tinaikis, maybe just the Balabais, especially according to the Rafa.
But it's not going to be Hekat.
You have to let me talk. You're going to have to let me talk. I'm sorry, but I know everybody likes to talk. You got to let me talk. If the Balabos, is running the Seder, according to the Rambam Shita, which is that's what's happening, so then only the Balabos does the Urchats, because only he does the. Does Abem Shilat the Rambam? He says it that way. That the one who reads that God that does the Urchats. He says it clearly. That's the Rambam Shita. I think it's interesting to know the Rambam held that. That the Rambam held that Yonaitul Yadayim, right? Yonaitul Yadayim, right? And you do the Urchats. What did I see different than the Rambam? I'm sorry. I thought I saw something different than the Rambam originally when I saw it. Okay. Aklaponin. That's Taka the Rambam. Since the one who's running the Seder is the Kadesh Yishalu Atinoikis, he's the one that's doing it. So therefore, only he does the Urchats and the Karpas. Only he does. And the Chanami. I mean, because there's no reason for everyone to do it. It's not a din that when you eat the Karpas, you have to do it. If it's when you eat the Karpas, so then whoever eats the Karpas should be doing it.
So he's the only one eating.
He's not the only one eating. I don't think he's the only one eating. Look, let's see the Rambam again. Take out the Rambam.
That's me. Rambam. Rambam. It's money.
Look quickly. Take out the Rambam.
Take one.
What about Urchat? You missed
the first
one. The Zman Mavin, Sidra Asiyas, Mitzvah Seil Vilach, Hamisa Osa Kachu. Kilo Mois, Mekhoes, Kolech, Vilach, Mavrach, Vor Pir Gechen. Oy Meralos, Kiddush Hayoyim, Zna Yeh, Vachatach, Mavrach, Al Kisidai, Vinadu Yol, 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 Vinadu Yol,
Oh, that's what I wanted. That he makes the bracha before the tefillah. I knew I wanted.
You know that all year round.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I knew there was something. But
he makes the bracha.
But when? I'm showing you even more.
If he does all year round,
I'm just saying. But when? Before? I'm telling you. Remember, I told you something. I remember
the Rambam is just to make a bracha.
Right.
Before, no?
That's it. The Rambam sheet is, and he makes the bracha. Go ahead. Yeah. What about the karpas?
Yeah, Mavim Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
All of Marv Yerik.
It's very interesting.
Well, everyone does. Everyone dips.
Everybody eats. No, everybody washes. He washes and everybody eats. I want to say that's the pshat the Rambam, because the Rambam held that he's the kairat god. If it's about kedeshi shalat tinoik, it's only he does.
Yeah, but yeah, everyone's eating, and if it's in tefillah, why don't they do it in tefillah?
What am I saying? That's so complicated.
If kedeshi shalat tinoik, you don't have to make asher kedeshi shalat
tinoik. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That what? I'm trying to tell you a part that if it's al kadesh yisha, only he does it. Only the kairos hagadah does.
But why would you make the bracha?
He's asking about the bracha.
So that's what I'm showing you. So the teretz is that only he does it because it's al kadesh yisha l'tinaygis, and at the same time he holds you making a bracha. I understand. So what, I'm telling you, that's what it says. What do you want me to say? It doesn't say that.
From that point of view, I'm not kidding. No,
he's saying shmei on the Rambam.
That's what I'm telling you.
That's what he's trying to say.
If you learn like this, or you learn like this, then it's a shmei on the Rambam. But I'm just showing you that's the types of the Rambam. Only one guy does it. Because only one guy has to wash his hands, because only one guy out Skadeshi Shalatinaik. Now you want to know why there's a brach. That's the kash, why is there a brach? So the answer could be that it's both. And Enochanami, all year round, maybe we're not that makbid on it, but if you do it, there's a mitzvah, and then Alpha PK, since it's only Kadeshi Shalatinaikis, only he does. But that's the kasha, but that's what it says. All I'm telling you is the taich of the Rambam. Now let's move on. According to this, we come out an interesting chiddush. Okay, so everybody has it. If you learn it's real until Shadayim, then everybody should be making the bracha. Walk upon him, every guy should be doing it.
Right.
Everybody should be washing. So from the Rambam, that's mashmah, everybody's washing. He comes out because the Rambam Lashita say that only the Baal Agada does the Kadesh Yisrael of the Kerem. Alright? Now, I want to say an interesting shaila. Do you have to remove the rings?
Uh-oh.
When women do it, should they remove the rings?
Same women
do it. If it's a real... I'm telling you, do women do it?
Well,
depends. Well, the Spanish women don't do it. Don't do her chatz?
No, they have to take the rings off.
Why would they take the rings off?
Well, to move for what?
Like making the tefillah sedan, you have to take your rings off.
Everyone takes off their rings.
Unless you can't, I'm just saying. But if you could, you should take off your rings. But the women have to take off their rings. It depends. If you learn it's a real tefillah sedan, I said, come. Yeah, you have to let me say this. If you learn it's a real until it's Yadayim, then you have to take off your rings. And if it's not a real until it's Yadayim, then you don't have to take off your rings. So the Zalman, not in the Haggadah, there's a pamphlet, the one I brought yesterday, the Leil Seder thing, he writes this, that since it's only, Rishon Zalman, about that since it's only meaning in today's Shalat Yadayikis, and it's a nice thing because all year round we don't do it, which he rather didn't do all year round. Rishon Zalman was not Machmir this Mishnah Berurah. Agav Baruch Hu, he was not. And Rishon Zalman said, I'll prove it to you because in Vilna they didn't do it.
What?
How did he know? Was he in Vilna?
He wasn't.
Wasn't Vilna? Not that I know of. I don't think he took the flight to Vilna and they did it, right? I'll tell you, he says a Maridik Araya. Chaya Adam. It's very interesting, Rishon Zalman. There's something about Rishon Zalman that everything he says is so beautiful. It's beautiful. You want to hear what he says, Ilan? If you look at the tzava, the hesped that the Chayadim gave on his son, he wrote something called Matzemes Moshe, a hesped that he gave on his son that died in his lifetime. He writes what kind of tzaddik his son was because he used to wash his hands before he ate something from the table.
Wow.
He says it's like Zalman, but if everybody did it, what kind of, I imagine, guy, well, my son is Givalmik, he used to eat the only kosher, he used to wear tefillin.
Wow.
My son used to daven mincha b'tzibur. So what? Everybody daven mincha
b'tzibur.
Wow. It's Givalmik, you're right. He says, therefore, he himself wasn't makbid this Mishabura, because if in the times of the Gra they weren't makbid. Wait a minute, I thought you the Gra hold.
Do
wash. You held, you made a bracha.
Yeah,
it's real.
It
says even only Pesach, it's real and you make a bracha. Clear?
Okay.
Interesting. 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 Shabbat says, take a look. If a, can you imagine you have a hetzke? Oh, he was a tzaddik. He's not mincha. Oh, he was a tzaddik, not mincha. Everybody doubts me. Who's not mincha? What do you mean? He's trying to bring out what kind of a kaddish she was. You see, you see, there's something special. And the chayadim was in the time with the Vilna, with the bro. Was that so you see that the guy, but the guy himself says you make a bracha. So wait a minute. Terence might be no, that you need for Pesach. He's still making. Okay. What would be the nafkamina? So we just said the nafkamina would be that what if you have to put no, if you have to take off your rings. Okay. So Shem Zalman says that because he didn't hold that it was real, so maybe you don't take your rings. Another nekuda. What about using a fork? You know, people have karpas, right?
Without washing it.
People have karpas. Yeah. Shh. What's wrong? People have karpas, right? What's wrong? What's wrong? Come on.
Now, so he's saying it's obviously not something that was done the whole year, so it's just a little to know, guys, right?
Right. And still, going in hell, you make a bracha, so you have to explain.
No, why don't you say that? So then, it could be, since he was saying that Pesach is so special for whatever it's going so bad to make a bracha, it could also be according to that, you know, think of you as those because it's so stark. Even just off Pesach.
Yeah, but I don't know if it has all the dinim until Sidai.
I mean,
I don't know, I'm just saying
to make a bracha, but not,
you're right. I don't know. I'm just pointing out. It's interesting. That's what I'm pointing out. Okay? That we have a person who brings a ride that the Goyim didn't in the times of Grah, they didn't do it. And Afal Pikein, you see it make a bracha. It's something very interesting to me. I mean, it's my horror. I'm just saying that he doesn't speak about Shem Zalman. Okay, now. It's interesting. For some reason, he doesn't bring this whole Goyim with the bracha. I don't know. He just doesn't. I just ignores it. All right, let's go on. Now. A fork, a knife, what's the pshat? Yeah. Normally they have a big plate and everybody puts their fingers into it. So bamis, for germs, it's not such a, especially if people, strangers, everybody's eating from the same, you know.
It's clean still. Still clean.
It's still clean? Okay, so the question is, you hear, the halacha is brought down that when you make kiddush, it's brought down in Gemara, that you're not supposed to give to the strangers, talmidim, because maybe one of them will be an istanis and he won't want to drink. You see the Indian of germs in the Gemara.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Rav Henkin and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky held you're not allowed to kiss the Sefer Torah in shul. Because you're kissing, so you're taking someone else's germs and someone else's germs. Your germs,
you held meaning with your mouth.
With your mouth, yeah. Right. You held it's not the right thing. So the problem is, let's clear. If you learn that it's a real netila, you can't make a real netila if you're using a fork. If you use a fork to take the karpa, so you undermine the whole reason to make the urchatz. There's no reason to make the urchatz anymore. There's no reason to make the urchatz anymore. Yeah? Mashenkin, if you learn that it's only Alt Kadesh, come, you have to understand that. You have to realize I have to give a shear. Otherwise, there's no shear. Okay? Mashenkin, if you learn that it's only an Indian, Kadeshi Shalwa Tinaikis. So this is Rav Shem Zalman Paskins. There's no problem with the fork, because the whole thing is Lashitasei, only like the Chayk Yaakov, Kadeshi Shalwa Tinaikis. It's not real, the whole Urchatz. So mainly you can do with the fork. Yeah, but I'm telling you, according to the Gayan, so come out, you shouldn't be doing with the fork. You make a bracha, right? So, and a chanami, if you have a problem with the germs, I would tie them. Everybody should have his own. At every plate, they should give out a little bit of water. Right? If you don't want to take everybody dipping into the same thing.
I don't know what it is.
So you should have your own, and you and a chanami.
Why can't you just take it before and touch your hand?
Do that. You want to, but then the tibul is not done.
The tibul has to be with the hands.
I don't know.
No, the touching of the water and the food is.
Why are you looking to make the bracha? What would you need that for? The idea was to make a table, and the way the table is done, it's a problem. Therefore, there's a rakan. What you want to do is make it. I should mechay myself in the tilos yadayim. Why should mechay myself in the tilos yadayim? If you're not doing b'shas the table, so what's the idea? What should mechay myself in the tilos yadayim? What do you need it for? The answer is you do a table, and a table is done. And
I think it's a bottle.
Huh?
She thinks it's a bottle.
I know she needs a bottle. So what should I do?
No, she's thinking.
And speaking. It's a bottle. That's what it is.
No, because of alpha germs, you don't want to touch it.
She can hear it.
She's too young.
But upstairs they have the formula, I think.
Do they have formula upstairs? Use. Okay. Question.
No,
What? For the bottle or for the cinema? That to me, I would say is as follows. Are you allowed to talk between a tilus and a diet? Depends. If you learn that it has to do with real tilus and diet, you're not supposed to talk. But if you learn it's only al taka gadesh shal tonight, you should be able to talk. It's not a real tilus and diet. So I grabbed the saw that the Shulchan Aruch Rav is going to talk about. Kitzer, are you allowed to talk? Yeah, are you allowed to talk? So the emes is, I saw in Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Simen Kuf Samachay, he says a chiddush that even if you hold it's only a minig and it's only a no real halacha, you're still not allowed to talk.
Wow.
I saw it in Rebbe Yashiv, in his Haggadah, the only thing he has on Urchatz is this. There's one psak. Make sure you don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
There's one psak halach. The whole Urchatz, that's it. You know, Rosh Hashanah, and they have pages. Everybody has paying. Ravadi has very little ground. That was very interesting. Ravadi has two things about it. The first thing he writes is that you should make me back, but I guess that because that's a simple. And then on the second thing is he holds you not allowed to walk out.
Because
it didn't have sick. You're not allowed to walk out. But the only thing is, if you look at the bottom of his thing, it's he doesn't write out the what you call it. His problem is more the Bayer Priyagafen. His problem is the Bayer Priyagafen, the first one has to go because Ashkenazim make four brachas. Sfardim only make one bracha. So if he'll walk out after Urchatz, and I don't even know why they would, maybe because I guess the water was outside or something.
You should get up to the kitchen and go wash.
Well, the kitchen is out of the house. Now, I don't know where they used to. Maybe they used to have to look out for something. I don't know what it is.
That makes sense.
But that's the two halachas that he brings. The first halacha that he brings is all the halachas tells you dying. And the second thing is the hafsik. The thing is, I thought the hafsik would be out the washing, the shitase. But he doesn't write that. He on the bottom, he talks about the bayit priyagafen and one bracha and four brachas. Okay, now.
So what's the reason?
What's hack of the reason? If you're not makbid all year, you hear?
Why can I talk?
If you're not makbid all year, why all of a sudden the night of Pesach? So Shazam brings an interesting thing. Kadesh, in order to make yourself heilig, Urchatz, you should wash yourself. Which means is it's Tosefes Tahira for the night of Pesach. The Brisker Rav says the same aside, but Rav Sternbach says it comes out by the Gechidish according to this. You wouldn't have to wash twice, all you have to do is wash once.
Is the second one after the Shishar?
Yeah. There's a special Indian of Tahira for the night of the Seder. Yeah? He says like this. Aval medak was pishkach yitim yadav shatil vashke blum emashka apreshke medina. Point to I'm a barking tumble. You're frappling. Okay, now he says, "Umi kol maka nir lani is daiti b'zed davar chadash." Yesh lahakul kan lipul pamachas bervias bechol yad v'yad. All you need is one of these. Even though normally you do need Benitis Daim twice, and the reason is because you wash off the Mayim Hamaluchlich, right? He says over here you don't have to do it that way. Right? Because the whole thing is.
But you use Matzuch Revisa.
By Sheherich Marana Goyin Achos Goyin Rabbi Salvechik. That what? Shechim Natil Ladavish Tibula Bemashke Enel Begeda Tahira. The MK Nira Borod the Revis Bevasachas the Bahana. They should Dina Kemikva. So all you have to do is actually wash one time the hands. Now I'll tell you where the nafkamina would be. See, in the olden days they used to have to come and collect the water. So that would be one nafkamina. But even today, some people have a minik that they don't go to the faucet. What they do is they bring it to the table because of sharara. They want, it's brought down the minhagim. Some zalmi used to do it that way. My house, they used to do it that way. And somebody comes with a thing. And now, if you have a big family, so you want them back and forth. You want the person to keep going back and forth to fill it up. So all you do is one, and it's good enough. Every guy does one hand. Revius on one hand, that's all.
What do you review someone hand for?
Because of Tyro. No, one hand each hand.
Once on each hand.
Once on each hand.
But not Revius on each hand.
Revius on each one of your hands.
On both ones. Not a Revius for each.
So therefore, it comes out that you save the person the aggravation of having to go. Now. What would happen if a person by mistake made a bracha? He was so used, a lot of time I saw this with my own eyes. People because they don't know, make a bracha. They wash their hands. What do you mean? You know, there's no bracha. So first of all, it's very important that whoever runs the seder should run the seder. That's a very big insight. That much you have to be masking to the Rambam that you need Hakairi, you need a guy to run the Seder, otherwise it's going to look like every guy comes, especially the kids and women, they don't know what they're doing, and it becomes a natural reflux. What do you call it? Reflux? Reflex, right? That they makes the bracha. So what happens in case he did do it? What happens in case he did do it?
Yeah.
Now you have a baby problem. Why? Because, manavshach.
What if we missed it down?
Was that what you learned? If you learned that the whole thing is only outside mini and kadeshi shalu atinaikis. So if you made a bracha, yeah? If you made a bracha, so the emis, it wasn't even a bracha, it was a tayis. The whole thing was a bracha of atala. Yeah, the whole thing was a bracha of atala. Mashain came. If you held that emis, you really should. Much like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that unless you don't, there's not even a minute to make a bracha. So what? It's a bracha l'atala. There's not even a minute to wash. It's not a bracha l'atala.
Yeah.
To make a bracha on the karp, on the urchatz, the night of Pesach, pasha bracha l'atala. But if you learn that it's like the groin, whatever, and just when the minig is not to make because you didn't lessen it, because whatever the reasons are, so then you have a trouble that you already made a urchatz for the suda. So the second urchatz, you're going to have a problem. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I have an eitzah, you should chive yourself in another urchatz. Touch things, make your hands dirty. Like this, you come out that you yaitza.
Yeah, but everybody holds the vats to do that.
What happens? He says an interesting riot. Go touch Svarim. Kiss your kaidish. Huh?
What did I say with Torah, my ass?
What do you mean that's a Torah? I'm a Tanakh, so whatever.
That's
so,
true.
From a clock.
So what's the problem? If you're going to touch cloth, what's
the I have in my father.
Again, why is that any better than touching your shoes and saying?
Touching your shoes, you can come and say you're doing it for the wrong reason. Here, go learn something.
No, if you touch cloth, you have to wash your hands.
Why are you meeting a
Megillah? That's right.
If you touch cloth, you have to wash your hands. For what?
I just have to. Maybe the Kalba Chaim thing says that being that according to most posting you should make a bracha on Urchatz even throughout the year. He says therefore in this case, okay, so you file this question. That is a Natilat royally for the right. Therefore you could be Samech on it unless you were Mesif Das.
I'm asking, I'm telling you, it comes out very Chiddush, but if you hold it, it's not a real thing. See, you're really stuck over here.
So where did the brother, I'm saying, the brother washed and he made a bracha. First time he didn't have bracha.
He didn't have rachta.
Maybe he didn't even wash, according to him.
Yeah, let's find out. You know what? Let's look it up, Tak. What did the guy do when he came to rachta? Shulchan Aruch. Rachta. Okay. Night la yidayim lachila. Yizaru l'kayim tzidizayim kedin. I don't know. And that was according to him. What's the? No, unless maybe he held it since they're both mechuyim, so you have to make a bracha. Since you mechuyim, tak it twice. Maybe the problem is that you mechuyim. I have to look into this. I didn't go into it yet. Okay, we're gonna stop over here. This is rough. So one thing. And he should wash the tilos yadayim because otherwise, if he does with a spoon, maybe he's not gaining it. What? Maybe not gaining it. I'll say it all. Okay. So there comes out that we have actually three reasons. Comes on Maskar. There's actually three reasons for Urchatz. The first reason is what? First reason is regular tilos yadayim. Taz, Ravadi said pasuk like that. Goyim lecher pasuk like that. Maybe. The second reason is Kadesh Yishalo Atinaikis. The third reason is actually four reasons. The third reason is somewhere in the middle, like that even though you were not makbe, this night of Pesach will be makbe Kadesh Yishalo Atinaikis. Right? But it's taka real until she died. Well, the third shot is that Pesach Urchatz, it's Mechitza, it's Kaidish, because the Brisker of Lords, every Tibul is only Tahira. That's all it is anyway, ever. Maybe it's a special thing, the night of Pesach, Tahira, you see where Kittel, right? Pesach is supposed to be a very sanctified night. Right? So it's more or less, it's three which turns into five shot, okay? Three which turns into five. Alright, so we should repeat it again. Urchatz, regular until she die in Fatibullah. Beis, Kadesh Shishalot Tinaikis Chakyami. Gimel, that actually all you were not makbe, but the night of Pesach, Kadesh Shishalot Tinaikis will do the regular until she die in that we're usually not makbe. Gimel, Dalit, that it's not mamish until Shidayim, it says it's Tahira, special for the night of Pesach. Kadesh, Urchat. The night of Pesach, we want you to be Kadesh. Heilig, it's a Heilig night. It's a very Leil Shiburim, it's a very special holy night in the Jewish calendar. And therefore, you're supposed to be well prepared and sanctified for the night of Pesach.
How do you explain the Rambam?
The Rambam, I was telling you, it's somewhere in the middle. It's actually...
Why not? If it's Hecker, then...
No, so I said to you, even if it's Hecker, we still want that it should be the regular until she died in the whole year. Something in the middle.
Why does one do it?
Because Hecker's only one. Hecker's only one.
So if you're saying a bracha, but you are saying a bracha, that means it's the real thing.
Who?
But you are saying about it. He's saying about
it. I said to you, that's what it says, that even though it's only Alt Hecker, but whoever's doing that Hecker,
it's not a bracha of a Torah.
Or could be, you could say, like I'm telling you, it's a special dinner that I have paid to have two tibulim, to have two rechitzes. And the second, two rechitzes. The chachamim or kedeya urchatz.
So again, let everybody else do it.
So I'm telling you, but it's not nikva that when you do it, it was nikva for the Hagbal Hagadah to do it. It was nikva that the person who's running the Seder should make a rechitza when he does urchatz. So the makairis of it is taka kadesh shalat tinaikis, 100%. But now it became a din to do it. Now it became alach urchatz, alts tahir, alts whatever the reasons may be. Otherwise, there's no pshat in the Rambam. There's really no way how to dig around the Rambam. Okay? Good?
Givaldi.
Clark? All right, we fought